Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I... Oh, hang on a second. We're at Fantastic Fest, and I wrote this down. I have a special opening line this time. Might screw up your part. If you know your part, you probably won't understand what's happening. Okay, let me start over. Hey, 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 everybody. Mi hombre es Doug. In Spanish class in high school, Doug does not, there's no Spanish word for Doug. So they made, the teacher called me by my middle name, which is Steven, so he called me Esteban. And it always annoyed me that, why not just say Doug and just put a little, you know, Spanish, put a little zhuzh on it. You know what I mean? Mi hombre es Doug. Now I sound like the lady from Modern Family. I want a Pepsi! Y me encantan las peliculas. Peliculas is movies, I guess. Go. See? Yes, very good. Thank you. Keith Ruckus over there with the peliculas. And we're coming to you, like I said, once again from Fantastic Fest in Austin, Texas. Woohoo! It's Friday, September 20th, at 2 o'clock. Pretty good crowd in a bar. And I like the camera guy, as soon as I look right into the camera, that's when he puts it down, like, no thank you. It's going to be candids only. But let's, what's this camera over here doing? Are we filming it?
Fantastic Fest Social.
Fantastic Fest Social, all right. Is that Keith Ruckus approved? He says, yeah. This is it. Is your arm going to get tired, though?
I'm not going to do it the whole time.
Okay. That's cool. Thank you for everybody that's here that's got a badge and is part of the festival for skipping your 2 o'clock movie today. And but on top of that, what's the name tag situation? We got All my local friends that came down to the show and sat in the front two rows brought name tags, so we've got plenty. Ooh, Live and Let Die, L-I-V, Live, I like that. And then what's this, Space James? Space James has a lot of candy and booze on it. people really try to get my guests fucked up on sugar and alcohol and weed in some cities. Won't you be my Nick Bohr? I don't love the wordplay, but fucking stand up and show everybody. Me as Mr. Rogers, I do love very much. Look at that. Holy shit. Look out, Tom Hanks. I don't know what I'm going to do to Tom Hanks. What's the Planet of the Apes one? The what beneath the planet from the what? Cole beneath the Planet of the Apes. Have I seen this one before, Colby? But I've seen you at a show before? Because Colby, I remember. What was another title that you worked Colby into?
Colby by Your Name.
Colby by Your Name. Wow, you're a peach. all right, so good luck to everybody who brought a name tag, even that gigantic one that I didn't acknowledge. Doug plugs, on Saturday, September 28th, Doug Loves Movies returns to the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'm doing stand-up for the first time ever at the Dead Crow Comedy Club. I mean, first time at that club. It's not my first time doing stand-up in Wilmington, North Carolina. And both of those shows are at 420. And I've got great news for me, because I will be back here in Austin, Texas, for my second annual appearance at Cap City Comedy Club for Doug Benson's New Year's Eve Comedy Parade. It's a comedy parade, Keith. I mean, Keith, I'm not kidding around when I say I really like you standing over there, and I hope you don't leave during the show. You just hang there the whole time? Fucking love it. I've never had like a, you know, during the monologue and the desk pieces on late night shows, they've got somebody they can turn to and go say shit to, you know, like stuff that's like, oh, this is probably not going to be very funny, but, you know, it'll kill some time. And I'll just throw Keith at the end of it. And then somehow he has to stand there and nod and act like he gives a shit. I love it. You got a podcast, right? What's it called?
Five by five
at the movies. Okay. I know you explained what that meant to me before, but I don't need to hear it again. Prize bag. Let's talk about the prize bag. I brought a bag from, I was in Oregon, and a company, it says something about Travel Oregon. And anyway, it's a nice bag. Nice reusable bag. Oh, it's got a thing in there that's not, what the fuck? Hang on, you guys. This is terrible. I got this thing. This isn't a thing in the prize bag, but I'm just going to tell you about it because I got to take it out of the prize bag anyway. I just want to make sure that shit's not flying in there that's not supposed to. This thing right here is like a... you put it around your neck, and it's two fans that just can just continually blow in your face while you're hanging out or whatever. And... I saw it on the internet, and I thought of a friend of mine that I am going to give it to. And anyway, I hope they like it. And that's why it was in the prize bag, because I didn't want to carry it. Anyway, there is some cool stuff in here that I am going to give away. Oregon's Finest, it's a dispensary in Portland, a T-shirt from them that I only wore once, and a... DVD of the motion picture Boyhood, which of course was made here in Austin, Texas over a period of 73 years. Linklater's doing a new one now. Boyhood was what, 7 years? And now he's going to do a new one that's going to be like 20 years or something? I hope everybody lives. okay, and I brought a book from Atlanta called Atlanta. I don't know if book's the right word for it, but it's just sort of like, you know what these things are like in hotel rooms. And I'm very excited about this. A company that's made some really cool glass items for me over the last year maybe. They're called, I want to get the name right, Glass Action. and you can look them up on the internet, and they make really cool night lights. And in this case, this is a Christmas tree ornament, and I can't get it out of the packaging. Here it goes. And it's three of a kind. Keith has one. The winner today is going to have one, and then I still got to figure out who's going to get the third one. I might just keep it. A beautiful, fantastic fest with the, the luchador masks and the skull face. It's beautiful. I fucking love it. It's, it's scary and beautiful at the same time. And it's very heavy, so it's perfect for any Charlie Brown-sized Christmas tree. All of that, plus the stuff brought by my guests, who I think, are they all here? Okay. Still haven't met one. Please give it up for Owen Edgerton, C. Robert Cargill, Ari Aster, and Andre Hyland.
Hi.
Holy crap. This is an amazing assemblage of men.
And I'm here too.
Yeah. And Cargill as well. But let's
wow, we are just a bunch of white men up here with facial hair.
It's finally, right?
How about
it's
that?
It's about time there was a panel that consisted of just men.
Yeah.
The ladies love it. We got a big lady turnout here in the crowd today, and I think it's because they probably anticipated. It's 100 degrees out here in Austin, Texas. Owen Edgerton's probably going to wear a turtleneck. And you know how much the ladies love it when you put on more.
You've got a hoodie.
Please respond. Yeah, I know. That's the beauty of taking the first shot. But you're right. It gets cold in the indoor spots.
Yes. Yeah. I just wanted to dress at your show something special to me.
You look great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we're about to go on cable access and you're going to explain your book to me.
I got to do that in half an hour, so...
Also, the name tag, the chain, it's so colorful. At times, like, it looks like you're dressed up as a swinger.
It's not just the outfit.
It's a real... And the purple pants, the whole thing's very 70s.
That's a good decade. I'm very 70s.
Well, I wasn't going to introduce you first, but since we're chatting anyway, it's Owen Edgerton, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
So excited to have you here.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, and, thanks for not wearing that hat you were wearing yesterday.
It's a good hat.
It looked great on him, you guys.
It would have gone, maybe push this outfit over the top.
Oh, it would not have gone with this outfit.
No.
Then you really would. Then I would have said, it's great to see those Smokey the Bear ads from the 70s again. Or something like that.
It would look like an LBJ themed porn is what it would have looked like.
But with this hat, he looks like Smokey the Bear. That was my point. Also on the stage today, joining us, I'm going to jump around here because we've got two first-time guests I'm going to introduce next. This gentleman, I have not, to my knowledge, have we met before?
No, but I've watched you.
Well, that's exactly what you want to hear from the director of Midsommar and Hereditary. It's Ari Aster, everybody.
I just smoked weed back there, and I'm really regretting it.
God damn it, Terry. Terry's back there, isn't he? Damn it.
My only experience smoking weed is sitting in a small room and thinking about whether I should call an ambulance. Always on my own. And so, anyway.
You smoked so quickly.
I'm 5 minutes in. And I feel I just feel the snowball accumulating. Happy to be here.
Would you, do you think it's a good idea for people to watch your films while high? Because I did, and I can tell you it's not. You have like this really paranoid first half, and then the marijuana wears off, and then it really comes, everything comes crushing down. Yeah. Definitely, if you're going to be high for one of your films, like you should definitely be like on an edible that's gonna like maybe last, like hit you and last, or maybe like hit you in the middle, so that'll be exciting. And then last for the rest of it. What is this about a longer cut of Midsommar? Is that true?
Yeah, well, you know, I just, 2.5 hours is just like, that's not enough.
That's a tight 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Too. I mean, what do you want to do? Keep us around till mid-fall? Oh, did I pronounce it wrong? Is that the problem? Isn't it funny how there's weird pretension in how much people lay into pronouncing it like with some sort of foreign spin on it? So, you know, and some people just say Midsommar quite defiantly.
I think that's the safest way to go. I don't know how to pronounce it.
What?
It's pronounced Coven.
Can you say it right now? Just say it off the cuff. Hey, what was your last movie?
Well, I was saying Midsommar, but I've been corrected. I think it's Midsommar.
Midsommar, yeah. Wow. I mean, it feels fun. It's fun to say because you have to think about it for a second before you say it, especially when you're around, you know, this crowd. Like, movie lovers love to pounce when you get it wrong. Like, if somebody just says Birdman, I will not walk away without saying the rest of that title.
Yeah, it's Birdman.
Well, thank you for being here, and we have another first-time guest as well that I'm excited to have because I've known of his existence for a few years now because we're not in any scenes together, but we're in a movie together, and that's where I met him. But you know, just by seeing the movie, and it's Andre Hyland, everybody. What's going on, dude? You're in a movie that's playing tonight here at the festival.
Yeah, man. The Death of Dick Long. That's right. It's good.
I jumped on getting a ticket because I thought it was the death of Long Duck Dong. And I've always wanted to see that guy.
That was the working title.
I've always wanted to see that guy die. It wasn't bad. When he fell out of the tree, he should have just died.
Yeah, yeah.
Of embarrassment. So, Andre, the movie's playing tonight at 5.
Yeah.
And then it opens in theaters a week from today.
Yeah, September 27th.
Yeah.
That's right. It's going to be at Alamo's.
Oh, yeah?
Wow. Yeah. Alamo, so if you don't see it here, you can see it here later.
If you
cool.
live anywhere that has an Alamo and yeah. they have a movie playing, that the title, you read it and you don't recognize what it is or who's in it or what, you know, anything about it, I just say, just go and have like a drink and a, you know, a pizza and sit in your seat and just try something, and, you know, and if you don't like it, then complain to management and get your money back for the food and the movie. It's a win-win.
I had some safety issues with my Fantastic Fest poster.
What?
I cut myself on it. I got into an Uber, and it was in my tote bag, and it turned into a sharp pipe.
Oh!
I don't know if you can see it, but there was like a semicircle of blood on my chin yesterday. So be careful.
You just gave Ari his next movie. 3.5 hours with a poster.
Pronounced poster.
Well, I guess I better introduce him after that. After that hot run at sea, Robert Cargill.
Hi, everybody.
Who everybody calls Cargill. Yeah. So that's what I'm going to call him. And what's the number one thing you're looking forward to besides your appearance on this show? Here at Fantastic Fest.
Well, what's left? I mean, number one thing is Knives Out.
Knives Out, yes.
Because two of my top things, of my top three, were last night. So.
Oh, you're banging them out.
Yeah. Well, they scheduled it that way, so let's do it.
Okay.
I saw Jojo Rabbit and Blood Machines, which were both awesome.
All right, you're getting ahead of me. A question comes later.
Okay.
But since you brought it up, So Blood Machines, we were talking about it last night outside before you saw it.
Yeah.
Did it live up to your own hype?
It did. It was very different than what I thought it was. But I was expecting it to be more like the music video that preceded it. But it was a complete surreal sci-fi 80s neon-drenched fever dream. That was just wall-to-wall Carpenter Brute music. So if I see a couple people in the audience nodding going, fuck yeah, it's like, if you're the person nodding, that movie's for you. If not, it might not be.
Yeah, there were some words in there I didn't know what you were talking about, but...
I'm getting a contact high off of Ari.
Oh, shit. All right, well, let's... In that case... Let's quickly move on to the part where each of you tell me what you brought for the prize bag.
Oh, yeah.
I already got to apologize to Ari. Did no one mention to you this aspect of the show, that you're supposed to bring one of the most valuable things you own and present it to me, and then I will turn around and give it to a lucky audience member?
Oh, no. Nobody told me.
Okay, so...
Ari, I can give him something if he wants.
Oh, you want
it?
Yeah.
I'll just share with you, Ari.
There you go. So when it gets to you, just pretend you brought that.
Yeah.
Pretend it's one of the most important things you own. Say it loudly so it can be quoted.
wait a second. You just handed him your movie, didn't you?
I did. This is going to be a great day for me.
I was reading a little something off that hype there.
Okay, so what'd you bring, Owen?
Well, I'm glad I brought two things, because the other thing I bought is pretty excellent. This is a candle, but it's a candle that you can purchase online. It's amazing because it's an aromatic candle. I can't open it right now, but it smells like space, like outer space. It is the aroma of outer space. I don't know if it's true or not, because I have no reference. But if you light it, it will fill up your room like the void of space. Like it's like outtakes from Gravity.
The can smells like maybe 20,000 feet in the air tops. Oh. Well, thanks for that.
Sure.
You could have kept your movie and passed the can to...
I don't get a good quote out of that.
Cargill, what do you have for us?
I brought all of my books, actually. I brought all Ooh. Four of my my novels.
Well, what are you going to read? Oh, I mean, books you wrote. I get it.
Oh, yeah. No, I only have read four books in my life, and I brought them all. No. I brought all my books, which they're really thick enough that you can use them if you've got a wobbly table. They're really useful that way. But, yeah, Dreams and Shadows, Queen of the Dark Things, Sea of Rest, and We Are Where the Nightmares Go.
Great selection.
And you want to just put them in my bag? Or you need to hang on to your bag?
I can put them in your bag.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you want.
Don't crush the candle. Release space.
I think the candle's going to crush everything else. Ari, what do you have?
This is my beloved DVD of Bloodfest. It's the only one in circulation.
So you definitely can't go out and get it in stores.
Keep going, Ari.
This is awesome.
Why did you describe what you love about the movie, Ari?
Oh, man. Well, it's... It is...
No, don't read.
No.
Tell me one thing about the movie.
It's 93 minutes.
Yes.
In your face, long movies. Yeah.
It's red. And I love it.
I love it is all I need.
All right, well, if you can part with it, just pass it down. And you want to put your fingerprints on it again? There you go.
I heard it has interactive menu screens, too.
Our pal Nick Rutherford's in the movie. I like that guy a lot. What do you got for us, Andre?
Well, I've got a few things. Let me see here. Well, the first one is a VHS copy of Phantom Menace. The 1999 beloved classic.
I hate to be that guy, but it's Phantom Menace.
I also have sort of a DIY sort of vintage boutique copy of Something About Mary.
Wow.
That was made by a video mixologist. It also includes a copy of Enter the Dragon.
With commercials, right?
Mm-hmm. You'll have to rewind it, though. And a copy of The Talking, Feeling, and Doing Game, a psychotherapeutic game for children.
Wow!
So,
isn't the like the name of this game? Doesn't that design just say like swingers in the 70s?
I was gonna
look,
say
look at this thing. I did not expect this to be a thing that children are gonna play. It looks so cool.
Can I hold the box, Doug?
Yeah, please.
I feel like I could now be the guilty spokesman.
You're now guilty of a sex crime in 3 states.
Learn about your mind, kids.
That was it?
That was all I had. I just wanted to touch it.
I mean, you do look, with that turtleneck and the jacket, you do look like a guy that would try to sell that. You know what I mean? Like, you're the professor that thought, like, you know, well, these children, they only respond to games.
Children love fun.
Yeah, so I'm a creep, so here we go.
So who else brought photos of their wives?
Are you making a joke or are you actually asking? Because
all that is going home with somebody. I hope it's not somebody who has to fly home somewhere. That'll be a fun run through security. Okay. Oh, I gotta put these in there too. Okay, so one question before we get to the game portion of the show, and we'll start with you, Owen.
Uh-huh.
What was the last movie you saw?
Oh, yes. I watched yesterday afternoon Phantasm, if you've heard of it.
Rather subdued reaction.
I know. I was expecting more of a fantasy.
Yeah, people usually go nuts for that thing.
I know. I do this podcast. We're actually the follow-up podcast after this called The Horror. I do it with Dr. Russell Sharman. Don't applaud for Russell. He doesn't like horror movies at all. So I've been assigning him horror movies to watch and trying to explain to him why they're good. And he tries to explain to me why they're not good. And so I had him watch Phantasm. The first time we've watched one together in the same room. It was really fun to watch his reaction to it.
Well, I was worried that he's going to come on your podcast and talk about how much he doesn't like it in front of a crowd that's super into it. But judging by the response just now, I think he might be the hit of the festival.
This might be the turnaround.
Yeah, it might be a real anti-Phantasm crowd.
I know.
Don't know. I don't know what's going on around here.
I did also just watch 2 nights ago. I've been rewatching the Resident Evil movies, but not in order.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. It kind of makes a little more sense if you do it that way. Just put it on shuffle.
That series has the weirdest strict narrative actually going on. If you actually watch those movies back to back, and I don't know why you would do that or why I did that one drunken night, but there actually is a very strict narrative going on. It's not all over the map. They're trying to tell a story there.
They are, yeah.
It's very important to the Umbrella Corporation.
I don't get it. Does that have anything to do with the Umbrella Academy?
No.
Okay, good.
The Umbrella Corporation are the bad guys in Resident Evil. They make the zombies.
Oh, okay.
They made the T-Virus. Project Alice.
And they did that to all those poor dogs?
Yes.
Don't like them. They have too friendly a name.
They do. It
sounds like
nice.
It's going to cover and comfort you.
Yeah, it's not. No. It's a closed umbrella that hits you.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it means.
All right, you're done. Mm. Cargill, what was the last movie you saw?
Oh, God damn it, man. Every time I come on your show, I've just watched some obscure foreign thing, and I sound like such a douche.
I mean, you already told us what you saw last night, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Jojo Rabbit for a second.
Okay, let's do that.
Who saw that? Holy crap. Now, be honest, is there anybody here, clap if you saw it and it just wasn't for you, you didn't care for it, like you found it to be, like, in bad taste or whatever. Yeah, see, nobody. Cool crowd. Because, maybe it's good for the movie to have a little controversy going in, but, like, people are upset that that it's a comedy that has a Hitler figure in it are just silly.
Yeah, well, I mean, Hitler does not appear anywhere in the film. There's a few images of Hitler, but the Hitler in the movie is this imaginary friend of a 10-year-old boy as he imagines he wants Hitler to be.
Yeah, like if Hitler were played by a hilarious guy.
Yeah.
Who is constantly being hilarious.
But it's a kid who's been raised his entire life, told that Hitler is this great, wonderful guy who loves everybody, and he thinks he's Mr. Rogers. And he shows up every 10 minutes to go, "What's wrong, little JoJo?" And it's fucking hilarious. Yeah, no, but that movie made me cry like twice, and it's incredibly sweet. It's very much Moonrise Kingdom. I've been calling it Moonreich Kingdom.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
But it's I adored the hell out of that movie. It's gonna be hard. Like, that's the thing, is people are like, what do you think? What do you think is gonna be the best thing in the fest? And I'm like, I might have seen it. I don't know yet. But that's definitely gonna be one of my favorite films of the year. Like, it's not gonna get bumped off that list.
Yeah, and stylistically, and a few plot points and whatnot make it very. It feels kind of Wes Anderson, but at the same time, it's like. I don't think maybe one Wes Anderson movie made me think about something going on in the real world, you know, something that, as important as the fact that people are trying to still ignore the Holocaust ever even happened.
Yeah, no, it's In fact, somebody who publicly ignored the Holocaust is now on Dancing with the Stars because that's the world we live in.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about Christie Brinkley.
That's why Billy Joel left her, right?
She broke her arm or some shit, so she's already off.
Owen, you may be right.
You may be crazy.
Like, we could keep going, but we go the whole
really,
time.
We really can, actually, yeah. Sadly.
He is an innocent man.
So many words. And what's this camera for over here? You're on Instagram Live just filming this? That's so funny. No, please don't. What's that? Okay, bye. Signing off. Okay, cool. Yeah, I just get real self-conscious about that, you know, because, I mean, we're going to put this out on the internet anyway, but I don't want the, you know, people to see what I'm wearing. Jokes about Owen's clothes are funnier if you can't see him.
It's sexier if you leave something to the imagination.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Richard Dawson, why didn't you kiss every one of us when you came out here? You're the swinging host of the talking, feeling, and doing game. Okay, we got to get through this.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Ari, what was the last movie you saw?
Sorry, I'm like 20 minutes into my panic attack right now. The last...
They're all laughing at you, not with you, Ari.
Yeah, it's this kaleidoscopic nightmare. The last film I saw... was an obscure foreign film, and I'm not embarrassed. It was a film called Mr. Klein, directed by Joseph Losey, which has been remastered. And it's really great. And it's also about the Holocaust. But it's not an anti-hate satire, as Jojo Rabbit claims to be. I haven't seen it.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Is it not anti-hate, this movie that you what kind of movie?
It's anti-hate, but it doesn't take the cheap tactic of being a satire.
Cheap tactic.
No, I'm kidding. I'm very excited to see Jojo Rabbit.
Do you watch a lot of comedies, Ari? You don't strike me as a romantic com kind of guy.
Romantic comedy is for me. It's my happiest place.
Oh.
What is your favorite romantic comedy? Can I guess? The Elephant Man. The romance between a doctor and a patient. It was not an animal.
See, he's about to pop out like 50 first dates and like melt your face off.
I mean, I'm excited for it because we all have one. Even, you know, even if we don't like rom-coms, there's one that gets through. What's nope. yours?
Defending Your Life. Anybody?
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Albert Brooks has to like jump off a tram to get back together with his love of his life. You and like Meryl Streep is great in that movie.
It's true. You like movies that start with death and go from there, no matter what.
Yeah, that's where everything begins.
You must have loved Dick Tracy. A lot of death in the first 2 minutes. You remember that?
Dick Tracy's actually my first memory watching a movie.
There you go.
And it was really, really traumatic for me.
Well, they wiped out like half the iconic villains in like 2 minutes in their wacky outfits.
Yeah, I have a very vague memory of it because I haven't watched it since.
Oh, okay.
It actually did send me into a tailspin that I
oh, did you
continued
get high before that
to
too?
The stage.
What? Nothing. I take it back. Andre, did I ask you yet?
No. Go ahead.
What's left? What's the last movie you saw?
Tanya and the T-Rex.
Ooh!
Saw it last night.
That's one of those AGFA movies.
Yeah.
American Genre Film Archives.
Yeah. I didn't realize, but it was the same director as Mac and Me, which made a lot of sense.
Is it really?
Stuart Raffel.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Also Ice Pirates.
Oh!
And Standing Ovation.
Yeah, the guy made some movies.
But have you ever seen The Adventure, or is it Munchie? You ever seen Munchie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it would be a good companion piece to that, if you've seen that. Munchie's like a little weird, doesn't matter. Anyway, Tanny and the T-Rex
just tell us, like,
was
you know,
amazing.
Just give us a really short synopsis of, like, what is the story in Tammy and the T-Rex?
Okay, sure.
Because it's nuts, right?
A young Denise Richards plays, like, a cheerleader, and she's dating a football player played by Paul Walker. He wants to go steady and make her wear his ring or a necklace, some sort of like that. And she's like, no, I can't. My ex-boyfriend's crazy. He's dangerous. And he's like, come on, wear it. She's like, no, I can't. He's like, all right. And all of a sudden, Billy the X shows up, and he's like, I'm going to take you down, man. They get into a fight, and they grab each other's balls, and the sheriffs have to break them apart. Anyway, all right, to make it quick, though, she's like, he's dangerous, and whatever. One thing comes to another. Billy takes Paul Walker's character, beats him up, puts him in a wild safari place, and Paul Walker gets mauled by a lion, and then he's put in a hospital, and an evil scientist poses as a doctor and abducts his body while he's in a coma, steals his brain, and puts it in a mechanical T-Rex, and then...
And then the opening titles roll.
Well, I don't want to spoil the rest, but it's a game of revenge after that. But it was really good.
Strangely, Paul Walker in the animatronic dinosaur is more expressive than actual Paul Walker.
Oh, okay.
And Toretto shows up.
I get it.
Up.
He's not here to defend himself, so you can talk a lot of shit.
I mean, I didn't mean that, but I do now.
And was this like? Isn't there like an unrated version of Tammy and the T-Rex? Wasn't there like a gorier version? Was that the one you saw?
Well, what I learned last night is it was meant to be gory, but then it was released as a PG-13 situation.
It's like a kids' movie, but
this is the gore version.
Oh, that was a gore version.
Yeah, there's a lot of heads being bitten off.
Oh, I've only seen the PG version.
But it's not, the effects aren't good though, right?
Well, no, but but they do the trick. There's a part where they're taking Paul Walker's skull, the top of it off, and I was getting really squeamish. For real. But I'm also like, I get
that's
squeamish.
That's like some Saw 3 shit, right?
It was. There. It was so like bland looking, it looked real in a sense. You know what I mean? It was gross.
All right, well, now's the part of the show where I say, turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin! We got name tags. We got some fancy ones.
Oh,
we got
wow.
some ones with bribery attached to them of some sort or another. Actually, just one, I think. But we got one that's upside down. hey, you figured it out right away.
I love that the only person to look at it was
the guy
who
was upside down.
Down.
He's the one who had doubts about which way it was, and I made him realize. But anyway, if each of you could just go and just take from the person the name tag you want,
okay.
The one you like the best.
I'm just looking at them. They're so good. They're all so good.
There's a lot of good ones.
Each of us grab one. I'm getting that Jurassic situation.
Oh, well, they do that. We'll do this. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Blue Chew. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed with BlueChew.com. Blue Chew, that's blue like the color, brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. Since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever opportunity arises. If you could benefit from extra function and more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. No in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the promo code DLM. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BLUEChew.com, promo code DLM to try it free. Today's show is also brought to you in part by PuroTrader. Buying cigars or getting into the community can be very intimidating, but not with PuroTrader. PuroTrader makes the global cigar marketplace easily accessible right from your laptop or mobile device. PuroTrader is like one of those travel sites that searches the entire web for the best deals, except instead of flights, you're searching for cigars. From everyday cigars for the casual smoker to the rarest of the rare sticks for the collectors. And it's all in a supportive community setting where you can ask questions and read real reviews. There have been many great movie moments featuring cigars, from Scarface to Young Frankenstein, and with PuroTrader, you can create those moments of your own. Whether you're on the hunt for a rare, unique cigar or just looking to get started, PuroTrader is the only destination you need to get educated, monitor market trends, and join in the conversation. Check out PuroTrader.com and use the promo code MOVIES for a chance to win a day at the Porsche Racing Experience in Los Angeles or Atlanta. That's PuroTrader.com. Promo code MOVIES. Back to the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. That was great. During the break, the lady that was Instagramming left because if it's not on Instagram, it's not happening. That's how she lives her life. Oh, no, that's her over there. She's working at the bar now. She's like, if I got to sit through this goddamn show, I'm going to make a decent wage. Who are you playing for? Who are you playing on behalf of, Owen?
Space James.
There he is.
There we go.
Lots of candy.
Lots of candy and alcohol.
Yeah, I got some Cuervo.
Yeah.
And what's this blue one? What's that supposed to be?
It's a mixer. Oh, it's
mixer
not.
Thing.
This is all a mixer. Does it all go together to make one particular cocktail? Yeah. No,
he doesn't know.
Guess we'll find out. And I'm a type 1 diabetic, so this will cost me a toe. But it looks like it's worth it, because I love the sweet and sour.
Why would you pick this?
I was going to share it with other people. Look how big. Look how many Starbursts.
Yeah, tear the candy parts off and chuck them into the crowd.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's stuck to my hand.
I was just going to do it one by one.
Starburst one by one? Okay. We got the time. Give one back to the guy who brought them.
This is longer than the director's cut of Midsommar. Sorry. Oh, God.
Damn it.
I don't think I can throw the liquor out. Here you go. That's for you.
Don't lose it in the disco ball, you guys. Get hit in the face.
Back there, ready?
Oh, shit. Damn it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh, it's
really going for it. Hit the back booth.
Back booth.
Hands up.
Milky Way dark.
Back in the room. Back in the room. Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
It came out a little.
God damn it. That was rough.
Didn't mean for it to come
out. Okay.
It was slick.
He's doing his Bill Murray impression over there. No big deal. All right. Great job. Who's next?
Cargill? I have Justin Taylor, Soldier Spy.
Okay. Nice photoshopping. He's got a little Chris Cubis, Amy.
Clarky Wolfie, Leonard Maltin.
Yeah, nice. Jeff Tate. Nicely done.
Very nice.
Yeah, none of those people are here, but cool. Really good guesses. What do you got, Ari?
In my ambivalence, I gravitated towards the one that looked like it took the least amount of time, care, or thought. And so this is 50 Shades of Greg.
That is good and simple, though. I like that.
Yeah. There's a photo of Greg's dick at the bottom.
That's shaped oddly.
Yeah.
Great job, Greg.
That would also cost me a toe. Diabetes is a weird disease.
It really is. I think you should look into it. Get the real facts. Yeah. Andre's got the big upside down sign.
It's a big poster. It's a full-size poster. I mean, you'd be able to see it if we were still on Instagram Live, but it is a Jurassic poster, Jurassic Park poster. And
I like Jurassic poster.
Yeah. I picked it for a number of reasons. One, the size, the scale is impressive. It's got lights attached to it at the bottom. Also reminded me of one of my favorite puns at Universal City Walk. They have an area called Jurassic Parking, which I appreciate. And my girlfriend was in Jurassic World, Daniela Pineda, so shout out her. And this is her. So...
Okay, so, does anybody else want to change their answer? Because that's how it's done.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
He came up with a lot of reasons for picking that.
That was really good.
Plus, it's big. So good luck, Isaac, and Justin, and Greg, and James. We're going to play some games I've devised. They're, some would say complicated. Some would say difficult. But I save those two words for descriptions of myself. No, I think you'll be able to follow everybody. Let's try it.
Are these new games? They sound new.
No, it's just we got two new guests and you, Owen, so I just worry. I think everybody's going to be fine. We're going to start with Alex's, Jason and Deb's IMDb game. Those three folks came up with a game here at... 101X in Austin, and I stole it from them and put their names on it. And it's based on IMDb. Everybody on IMDb, everybody that has a listing, it'll say best known for and name four projects that they're best known for. And so I'm going to start reading somebody's best known fors, and you guys jump in, buzz in with your own name, just say your own name when you think you know the answer. And then I'll let you guess. And if you're wrong, it's -1 point. But if you're right, you get bonus points for each additional movie that person's in that you can name. Yeah, we'll see if we get to that point.
That is complicated.
I think we will. Just the point is, when you hear the first
title... I actually didn't listen to anything you just said. I felt you finish, and then I... came to attention and then looked to these guys to see if they anyway could transmit some okay.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. You'll be all right, I think. But yeah, just if you feel like guessing, buzz in with your own name. So be like, Ari. You want to practice?
Ari.
Have you ever competed in anything?
I mean, it's been years.
You're not a competitive person.
I feel competitive.
Yeah?
But I don't act on it.
You keep it to yourself.
I keep it to myself.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Just a chill competitor.
Yeah, I keep it to myself, and then that becomes cancer.
The first film, and this person's best known for is Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
John C. Reilly? Andre.
I was going to say, the cast up here got significantly better all of a sudden.
Ari, Will Ferrell, is that what you do?
All right,
I'm just
going
to confirm it. Yes, that is exactly what you do, yeah. Ari.
Now, the trouble is there's more than one person in most movies, so if you buzz in after the first title, then you really are taking a shot, but also a theme will emerge, so maybe, you know, maybe you'll figure it out. But Andre, incorrect. Yeah, good guess, though. It's negative one for you.
That's okay.
You'll be all right. And Ari is correct.
Oh! We were timid.
I actually feel further away from understanding.
I feel like we just got sharked. Oh, I don't know how to play this game. Yeah. Oh, 21.
Oh, billiards, interesting. I'll give it a try.
But wait a minute, John C. Reilly is in that movie.
Yeah.
What did you do wrong?
What did you do wrong?
He's most known for. I just thought since he's lesser known in comedy than Will Ferrell, that would be his big studio movie. But I was wrong.
Oh.
Okay, now Ari, you and you alone get to name three more movies that Will Ferrell you think might be in his top three, and for each one you get right, you get one more point.
His top three box office.
No, just some weird, I don't know what the algorithm is. It's like a combination of things. Sometimes the person themselves goes in and changes their top four, like Nicolas Cage.
On the IMDb listing, it says best known for.
Got it.
Four ones.
You really weren't listening.
Okay.
You really.
Yeah, no.
You
really wasn't.
Sorry. But I got this. Okay. Ari? Try to start with
no, you don't have to do that.
Anchorman.
Full title.
The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Okay.
Anchorman 2.
Full title.
Ron Burgundy again.
Okay. And what's your third one? Just any Will Ferrell that comes to mind.
Okay.
It's probably a big one if you think of it.
I don't know. Sherlock and Holmes.
I love that that's not even the actual
title. I know. I mean, I can't wait to see John M. Watson. More John C. Reilly. Okay, so you got Anchorman, the original correct title. Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues. So I'll give you half a point for that. And the fourth one, for some reason, I don't know why, Blades of Glory.
Oh!
Yeah, it's an interesting choice for him. Yeah.
It's not supposed to make sense. It's provocative.
So
that watching that movie came in handy.
So Ari's way out ahead in the lead with 2.5 points.
Wow.
Yeah, this is crazy.
But Andre's losing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's really losing.
Good.
He's really got to think before he buzzes in next time.
I shoot from the hip.
Sometimes the top four includes a television. Oh. Project. And it does in the case of this person.
Oh.
First up, Game of Thrones. Second title, The Station Agent.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Cargill.
Peter Dinklage.
Cargill is in first.
That's Peter Dinklage.
That is right. Cargill gets a point. You got two more Dinklages for me for a couple extra points.
Elf. And
that's just rude.
He's really
good. I didn't
good
say describe it. Him. I said, what movies?
And, yeah, no, I'm drawing a complete blank, so I'm just going to say Elf.
Oh,
okay.
Ooh, for the steal?
Yeah,
Elf? Steal. Andre,
there's
Elf?
There's no steal.
What? An Elf, Jesus Christ. I'm going to sit over here.
There's nowhere else to go sit, so you just came back. It's a packed house, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, X-Men Days of Future Past.
Oh.
Yeah. He's running around with a gun, and everyone else is like, hey, we can move things with our minds, idiot. And then, this is a weird one, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Yeah.
He's great in that.
Yeah, he is. It's a small part. So, what are you doing? It is a
He's talking about his
tiny
hair.
Role.
He's talking about his hair.
He's got a small part in his hair.
Yeah. You guys made it weird.
That was a great save. Thank you so much.
So Pixels didn't even make it on the list there?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Can you believe that?
Cannot believe that.
Look a lot closer. You'll see him.
I mean, it's kind of weird that Avengers Infinity War didn't make it in there. That seems like a...
He's in that?
Mm-hmm. He's a giant.
Oh, right. He's a giant. I forgot. I didn't recognize him. I'm just
some really sad. People are getting really sad in here today. Okay, so who just got? You didn't get any bonus points, but
no.
you got the 1 point. So,
wow.
So Ari's still gonna take this down. This is the last round of this game.
Oh no!
Yeah,
it's your only chance to get a negative.
Yeah, you have a shot at this.
Yeah, at least I've done something.
I think anybody that jumps in right away is probably, you know, it's worth it.
Okay.
It's worth it to take a chance at this point. The first title is Girls Trip.
All right.
Second title?
Andre, Tiffany Haddish.
That is correct!
Yeah! That's right.
Now, Andre, not to put too much pressure on you.
Sure.
But if you name three other Tiffany Haddish things that are on this piece of paper, you can run away with, you can overcome Ari and win this game.
Oh, man. All right. Tuca and Birdie. Send that on the damn list.
Oh, no, he won't tell you until you're done.
Oh, I see, I see. Oh, well, was she in What Women Want, the remake thing that just came out? I think she was in that. I'll put that as a possible.
Do rambling sentences count as answers?
As long as he gets the words out somehow.
And the Def Comedy Jam 25th anniversary. I just watched
Those
that.
Are all terrific guesses.
That third one's right. I know that for a fact.
She's in a movie called Keanu.
Oh, I saw that, too. I have the poster by my litter box. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a cat, just the poster.
And a litter box.
Yeah. And then they list the Carmichael Show, which I guess she's a regular on that. And then this one was odd to me. Meet the Spartans.
Oh.
That's like one of those parody things where she probably has like one scene or something.
I didn't see it, but yeah.
Oh.
What?
Lucky bastard.
That I didn't see it?
Yeah.
Might have been great.
Well, anyway, the theme of the game was all people that are in Between Two Ferns, the movie.
Oh.
With our friend Zach Galifianakis, which is in Netflix now. I was going to say in theaters now. Nope, it's in Netflix now. So go to your Netflix. Not right now if you're listening to this show.
Oh, man. Sorry, Night School. I saw that.
Yeah, that. Night School didn't make her top four. That probably would have been another good one to put in
there.
Yeah.
When I went to see that, someone had an iPad out and it was really distracting.
Sometime we'll do this game where like the answers are just what you think it should be. And I just go, yeah, you know what, I agree. I don't know why Night School wasn't in there. 2 points or whatever. All right. Well, this next one, a little bit more straightforward, I think. And you go one at a time. I'll call on you when it's your turn. It's called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? And I'm just going to say to Ari, you won that last game, so we're going to start with you. And then we'll go to Cargill, Owen, and then Andre. But, you know, everyone gets a chance.
Are you playing along with this one?
No, because so I have all the answers written down right here.
Yeah.
Oh, you should play then. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll play. I'll say what the correct answer is when after everybody else doesn't know it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how I play. That's my fun. Andre, what movie had the tagline? I'm sorry, Ari. Yeah, you got that. There's a lady over here on top of it. What movie had the tagline, America's favorite class clown finally makes the grade?
Is that Billy, right? Billy Madison?
That does sound like a Billy Madison. That is not it, though. Cargill, what do you think that's the tagline for?
That's Back to School.
Oh, I like the way you said it so confident, but no.
Oh, dang it, I was pretty sure it was Back to School as well.
Right? So, I mean, he is our favorite class clown. He made the
game. He's Rodney Dangerfield.
Hey!
So, would you repeat the tagline?
Oh, sure.
Because we're still going, right?
America's favorite class clown finally makes the grade. We're all gonna get laid.
World's best father.
Oh, that's a good guess too. Mm. I think that's called World's Greatest Dad.
Oh yeah. It's a better time,
Andre. See, if Andre doesn't get it, nobody gets it. Everybody goes home happy. I mean, it'd be great if you did think of it.
I know this is wrong, but I'll choose Bad Teacher because it's a school-themed movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was a motion picture called Ernest Goes to School.
Oh!
Yeah.
Classic.
It was right there in the whole...
Right, you said America's favorite class clown.
Mm-hmm.
Ernest.
Yeah, that's what threw everybody off.
If we'd been North America, it would have... Involving Canada and Mexico.
Okay, we're back to you, Ari. What movie had the tagline, guilty of maximum fun in the first degree?
Jury duty?
I wish. Cargill?
I'm sensing a theme. I'm going to go with Ernest Goes to Prison.
No, Owen?
Whoa, that's a good one. Stir Crazy.
Sorry, I was taking a drink. You don't see Alex Trebek do that much.
Oh, A Time to Kill.
I'm sorry. Let me read that again. Guilty of maximum fun in the first. Yeah, that would totally apply. Ugh, Cargill, you're not going to like this.
Probably not.
Yeah, Ernest Goes to Jail.
Oh! Did you say Ernest Goes to Prison?
Yeah, he sure did.
What an idiot!
I mean, that would... That'd be a hard R if Ernest went to prison. Oh, Jail, not so bad. He, you know, he's a fun guy. He gets along with everybody.
At least I was half wrong.
Oh, that was great.
I saw that movie with my grandma.
Rich? Why'd she take you there instead of school?
Yeah. I did homeschooling for a few years, so that was... That was
part of the curriculum. Yeah. Let's go see a movie about school.
Yeah.
You can see all the fun you're missing. You're like, fuck, if there was an Ernest at my school, I wish I was going there.
That's why I didn't get the other one.
We need a home Ernest. All right, Ari, you get to go first again. This is a terrible tagline. And Africa will never be the same.
Ernest Goes to Africa?
That is correct.
Ernest Goes to Africa.
I almost said slam. I almost said Slam Dunk Ernest. which is.
I was terrified that it was Hotel Rwanda.
I thought it was District 9.
I thought it was because Meryl Streep and Robert Redford left.
Right? Because they're out of Africa.
They got out of there.
All right. one more. Oh, shit. I forgot to write down a tiebreaker, so I hope nobody gets this. I want Ari to run away with it. But we start with you this time, Cargill. What movie had the tagline, Olay? It's a south of the border disorder when ...
Ernest goes to Mexico?
No. Owen?
Is it Ernest goes south of the border?
No.
Is it Delta Far starring Lawrence the Cable Man?
Lawrence. Ari?
Kiss Me Guido? I don't know.
So many great guesses, you guys. Definitely a twist here from all the Ernest movies.
Oh.
Yeah. This one is one of my favorite titles of all time. Herbie Goes Bananas.
Olay.
But I can't believe there's going to be a south of the border disorder. Like, what the fuck are they suggesting?
Different
Does
time.
Herbie drink the water? He just breaks down, the movie's over. But I always wanted to see a movie called Jesus Goes Bananas. Anything goes bananas, to be honest with you.
I would see Jesus Goes Bananas. He's a passionate guy, we know that.
Right?
Because we still have the passion of him.
So when he goes bananas.
You guys laugh, but if it were Taika Waititi's Jesus Goes Bananas, we would all be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Anything with bananas in it is appealing. What? Whatever, I'm going to enjoy that joke. I'm going to enjoy it.
Wow. Yeah. Don't crucify the guy. This is a joke.
Don't forget to say your name before you say something like that.
Okay, well, Andre, yeah,
I think credit for it first.
Yeah, just like Crucifixion, I think I nailed it. You know what I'm saying? So, whatever.
Tarantino's Crucifixion.
That'd be Crucifixion. Oh, yeah. You just, oh. That'd be pulp Crucifixion.
Based upon Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, his crucifixion movie would not have a crucifixion in it. Jesus would just walk by smiling while somebody else gets their shit beat out of him.
He brings peace on earth and everything's great.
Jesus is kicking Judas in the face. Take that!
I don't know if that was too far because I don't really care about Bible stuff.
Oh. What about your soul?
Oh, then I probably should, like, what are you suggesting, like, read it on my deathbed?
Yeah, it's a little late.
It is?
I was raised
Catholic. It's a long book.
I was raised Catholic. It's a good strategy.
Yeah.
the deathbed repentance always gets you into heaven.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
That's what they say. Those people that don't know anything. But we got one more game to play, and we've got 19 minutes to do it.
Okay. Is it still anyone's game?
Yes.
Good.
But Ari is cleaning up. He wins everything. Pretended to not be good at this. And is just
I don't think he's even aware that he's doing that well.
That's well.
He's like his own character from Midsommar, like winning the queen of the Midsommar and not knowing how to do it. That's you.
My humility in choosing the most mediocre poster has really worked out for me.
Yeah, that guy's going to go home with all the prizes. Or maybe not. Because this next game is tough. It's called Last Mash Stanton.
Now I'm high.
Was that real?
Did I do that?
Oh, shit. All right.
Andre, Jaleel White.
The answer I was going looking for was Family Matters.
Oh.
You're so close. Okay, so this last game is called Last Man Stanton, and I am going to tell you the name of two actors that I've mashed together into one name. Uh-huh. It's beautiful. Uh-huh. And you guys have to take turns naming movies that those two people were in. I don't think they're in any movies together.
Wait, I pulled an Ari. Say that again.
Yeah. So what? A movie that at least one of them was in.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all you got to do. But if you can't think of one when it's your turn, you can go to your lifeline once to help you out. And if your lifeline is no help, if they go, shrug emoji, then you can call a celebrity. But everyone here has to agree that it's a celebrity. And it has to be someone that's going to pick up the phone.
So, like, if I have a celebrity's phone number, my phone?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't call one of your friends.
You have my friend's numbers?
No, I would have to borrow your phone.
No. It's all on you.
Okay.
Somebody pointed out that somebody should just call me. Oh, that's... Because you do have my number, but yeah. That'd just be weird. That'd feel like cheating. Okay, so the name is Liv Tyler Perry.
Oh, that's really good.
The films of Liv Tyler or Tyler Perry.
Wait, you just say two films?
You just have to name one every time it comes around to you, a film that has one of those people in it.
Okay.
I assume if he directed it, he's in it all the time, right? I think so.
Are we going around again?
We go around, and we switch the order around. Ari gets to start, then we'll go to Andre.
Okay.
What do you got, Ari?
Liv Tyler, Stealing Beauty. Ooh.
That's how easy this is. Right. Andre.
Armageddon.
Liv Tyler.
Liv Tyler.
In Armageddon.
Yeah.
Tyler Perry might be in the reboot. If they reboot Armageddon, he might get in there. What do you think, Owen?
Liv Tyler, Lord of the Rings.
What's that? Settle down.
I was making a joke.
Okay.
Tyler Perry, Boo.
Complete title, please.
Do I have to give a complete title?
What? I mean, you were dancing around it. I think you're close.
Which one was I close to?
Well, it's always got Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
That part is always there.
Okay, so I got that. Tyler Perry's... Tyler Perry's Boo.
Right.
Boo.
I mean, don't say Don't Cry, Little Boy when I say this, but Boo Who.
Medina. Medina's...
Tyler Perry's Funky Cold Medina?
Tyler Perry's Boo. Can I ask go for a lifeline?
Not this early, you can. Don't give up.
Tyler Perry's
Liv
Boo.
Liv Tyler, all those films she was in.
Yeah.
Or all of the many films of... Think about, you know, Tyler Perry's acted in a few films that he didn't direct.
Yeah.
All right, go to your lifeline.
Good. Woo, this turtleneck.
All right, James, help him out. Got it. You got to get the title exactly right.
Or you can just, it can be any other movie, right? Just give me something.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be the one he was fumbling with. It could be anyone you want.
Halloween?
If you don't know it for sure, choose another one. Have you not learned from me? Like, what are you going to say? Oh, their reaction. Oh, I see. I gotta get that full title. Fucking nerds.
Okay, say it.
Which one?
The one he just said.
Okay, Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, there's articles in there and plurals.
I think some nerd, you know, somebody on the internet pointed out that I was wrong, but I really thought that the Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring, is the title with the most thes in it.
What was the winner, actually?
Something else has like five thes in it. I think it's a movie called The.
I saw that.
Yeah. But anyway, so you're still in the game.
Phew, thank God.
Now you can listen to other people's answers for clues on how these titles are structured. Cargill, what do you got?
I'm going to do Liv Tyler, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
There you go, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
Not the Return of the King,
oddly enough.
Yeah.
They really missed a chance to throw another the in there. All right.
We're sticking with those two actors? Tyler Perry presents Diary of a Mad Black Woman. Right? Is that
I mean, I'm going to say yes just because of the difficulty level on that. But is it just a possessive Tyler Perry's, or did he actually have presents in there? I think it's just Tyler Perry's Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Yeah, Tyler Perry's The Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Yeah, I like it. Good job.
I'm going to go with Liv Tyler, The Strangers.
Yes. Very good. Were you in that, Owen?
I was. In a mask.
Yeah, you're one of those masked people.
I was one of the masked people.
Yeah.
Just kept it on the whole time.
I helped sand the masks for that movie.
Is that true?
Yeah, I didn't get credited, but I did. Yeah. the two white ones, I polished those for 2 days.
I remember commenting, look how beautiful and shined those masks are.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people come up to me and tell me that. Yeah.
I think the IMDb people should add that into your, you know, on your credits, have crew.
Yeah, it's my top credit,
actually.
What
would your job be? Crew and then waxer? Mask waxer?
Sander.
Sander. Max, yeah. Sander. That sounds like a person.
Yeah.
I love that video game.
Whose turn is it?
I think it's my turn.
Is it?
Is it? Is it my
turn?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's your turn.
It's the Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers.
Yes!
Thank you.
That's how it's done.
Thank you.
Done.
Are we done? Are we done?
No. Oh. We still have to watch you lose.
Feels inevitable, doesn't it?
I don't know. These are tough ones.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not playing. Cargill?
I'm going to go with Tyler Perry, Star Trek 2009.
Yes. Yeah, he was on the, what do you call it, the council. He sat there in a thing. Well, he just said the year to show off, but you're right. It is just called Star Trek.
So, I, as pedantic as we've been today, I was afraid someone would go, which Star Trek, Cargill? So I just jumped in there. I'm sorry.
But it's, no. You're saying it's not called Tyler Perry Star Trek?
No.
It's called Medina's Star Trek.
I kind of want to watch that now.
Oh, I just thought of a good Tyler Perry. Anyway, Ari?
Liv Tyler, Empire Records.
Yes.
I'm going to go with...
anybody's game except Owen.
I'm going to go with Tyler Perry in Vice. You play Colin Powell?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Good one. Owen, stroking the beard. Get some of that beard magic going.
Let's see. There was that Hobbit movie. What does anyone think about that? I don't know.
Yeah, you're in trouble there.
Maybe I should.
You're not going to be able to get through a whole Hobbit title.
Can I call?
Can you call?
A celebrity?
No, your lifeline did you good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I only get the one?
Yeah. Who is your celebrity you're going to call?
I was going to look through my phone.
Oh, my God. That's fun. Watching you look through your phone. What do you think this is? Saturday night?
I think I was probably going to call Tony Hale. I think it was probably the closest.
Oh, that'd be a good one. Call him anyway.
I can call him?
Yeah, you can call him. If he answers, I'll get you back in the game.
Yes, okay, good.
Cargill?
Liv Tyler, Ad Astra.
Is that true? Okay.
And it came out today, so it's fucking out.
Yeah. You really... really squeaked by on that one. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, can I? Should I call now?
Is it calling?
No, I haven't called yet.
Well, you know, you can jump in when he answers, because he's not going to answer.
He doesn't usually. He doesn't know me.
Yeah, it's going to... Oh, what?
No, I found it.
It's going to go to his voicemail. It's in the bottom.
No, wait, it's at the top.
How do you hold your phone, Owen?
I don't call people. Oh, it's just voicemail. He's looking at his phone right now, going.
Yeah.
Should we leave a message for him?
I guess. It's not that fun.
My dad is not.
Cute.
The weird thing is he doesn't have kids.
Oh, God damn it. Why does this lady have to barge in like this?
Telling the kid. Oh, hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Tony, this is Owen. I'm with Doug Benson and some other people. We were going to ask if you knew any movies that had either Tyler Perry or Liv Taylor in it. Liv Tyler in it. If you know any, call me back.
There you go. He's going to call back and say, The Fellowship of the Rings. Like, that's the tough part, is he doesn't know all the ones we've already said.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So where were we? Ari?
Tyler Perry. It'll be bad if this isn't the actual title for Colored Girls.
What?
That's a movie. Yeah, right?
And he's in it?
Okay.
Okay.
I know that he was
behind. I can't argue
it.
With you about that.
He was the architect. I don't know if he was performer. Right.
Andre?
I'll do Tyler Perry's Madea Goes to Prison. I mean, he's pretty much picked up the Ernest torch, yeah. Honestly, but...
Cargill?
Tyler Perry, Boo 2?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That happened? Yeah.
What's the full yeah. The full title there, though, isn't
Tyler
there?
Tyler Perry's
no, I believe it was called Boo 2.
Okay.
Tyler Perry, Gone Girl.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's what I was going to do. Oh, shit. All right. Tyler Perry. Yeah, that was the one. I do a lifeline?
Yeah.
But it has to be someone known?
No, you go to your name tag. You haven't got your name tag yet, have you?
Oh, I haven't used Isaac.
Isaac.
Jersey Girl.
Jersey Girl?
Girl's got Liv Tyler in it.
Yes. Jersey Girl with Liv Tyler.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good job. Cargill still got his helper in play.
Yeah, I'm gonna go for a lifeline.
Let's hear it, Justin. Got anything, Justin?
Don't let me down, dude.
Don't make him call Benedict Cumberbatch.
because I don't have his number.
One Night in the Cools, very good.
All right.
Yeah, with Michael Douglas
and I'll take that,
Matt
One
Dillon.
Night in the Cools.
Cool, well done.
Yeah, very good. Back to Ari. You haven't gone to Greg yet,
Lifeline.
Have you?
Greg.
Oh, Greg man. Doesn't have shit.
I should have known with the poster. Yeah.
Do you have another one, Andre?
I think I do. I might be wrong. Liv Tyler, Halloween H2O?
No.
I don't know why.
I think she was in
my
that.
Brain just sent me a message that was a thing.
Yeah. But
she was in the audience watching it.
Yeah, we definitely missed some of hers. But you're out, Ari?
Tyler Perry. There has to be, like, Madea's family... family.
I know.
Yeah.
Christmas. Family reunion.
Yes. And now you're out, Andre.
Am I out?
Yeah. Do you have another one?
Tyler Perry, Madea. Jesus, there's a funeral one. Tyler Perry's Madea goes to a funeral.
There's no way, right? There's no way that's right.
Look it up.
No, I mean, it's not right, right? It's not right.
Can I do the celebrity lifeline thing? I'm trying to hang in here.
Who are you going to call?
I don't know. I could call. Would Brent Weinbach count?
Work this ahead of time.
Bob Odenkirk?
No.
Let me see.
He's not going to answer.
Nick Thune?
He won't answer.
Call your girlfriend, Cole Danielle, star of Mercy Black.
All right.
Oh, that's right.
And be the star of the new Cowboy Bebop on Netflix. I'll call her. Right.
Wow, that got a lot more applause than Mercy Black.
Yeah, you didn't. You didn't have anything to do with Comedy Bebop.
Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy Bebop.
All right, I'll try it.
Here we go.
Let's see if my girlfriend will answer.
All right.
She won't.
She's in New Zealand.
I don't know what the time difference is.
Oh, this is crazy.
It's pretty off.
Yeah.
Turn his volume up.
Hi.
Hey, what's up? Just you and me, no one here. Hey, so I'm on the Doug Benson podcast. It's a whole thing. I have a question. I don't have time to explain everything, but you're my lifeline for a challenge. Can you understand me? I'm talking to a microphone and the phone.
Gotcha.
You can hear me? Oh, why is this on speaker, but no one can hear this? Oh, here we go. Talk again.
Yeah. Right. Hi.
Right.
Hi, Doug.
Hi.
So, also in the same movie as you, as we were, and that's another story.
Right.
But anyway.
Yeah, we're all in Mr. Roosevelt, but ask her the question.
Okay, can you name a Liv Tyler movie or a Tyler Perry movie, either or, and you have to get the title correct.
Liv Tyler, I don't know, Madea does Halloween?
I mean, that's true, sort of, but that's already been used. Liv Tyler's got a long filmography.
Okay, Armageddon.
Okay, that was my first one. Does that count? I mean, that's hers.
Armageddon and then Tyler Perry.
No, you can go either or.
Oh, so Armageddon's fine.
No, it's not. I already said that one. Think of any Liv Tyler movie you saw in the 90s that's not Empire Records.
Lord of the Rings. Oh, wait, that's the 2000s.
Any of them.
That's not Empire Records.
What's that one where she has the eyebrows?
What's the one where she has the eyebrows?
I don't know. I just keep thinking of the crazy music video. That's a music video.
Oh yeah, what about fucking Aerosmith video? There we go. For Crazy.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
There we go. Thank you. All right. Thank you very.
Thank you.
Great job.
I'll call you later. I love you. Bye.
It's like four.
So that was just us making her think you won. Because Ari is our winner.
Doug, did you forget that I was still in the game?
Are you? But you went to your lifeline. Do you have another answer?
I have it. Yeah.
What is it?
Pearl Harbor. Liv Tyler.
Oh.
Look at this guy.
Wow.
Okay, it's back to you, Ari.
Wow. So disappointing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You went to your lifeline like you were really dry.
I was like,
dry
why
up.
Are they going back and forth? They don't understand what's happening now.
Oh. Jesus. Tyler Perry. I don't have a lifeline, right? That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Can he call a celebrity?
Whoa, listen to this. Liv Tyler was not in Pearl Harbor.
Are you thinking of Kate
Beckinsale? Oh, no, I'm totally wrong, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ari is our winner!
I was totally thinking of Kate Beckinsale.
This is like American politics.
Yes.
Are we leaving the EU?
I mean, you said it so confidently. I was like, yes, she is. Standing right next to Jennifer Garner in a nurse's uniform and a noose. But Ari was playing for Greg, the best name tag maker in the room. Where are you at, Greg? Come and get your stuff.
Well earned, Greg.
Congratulations. All right. Well, we managed to actually go over time.
Oh.
Yeah, but real quick, anything you want to plug, Owen Edgerton?
I plug, you know, Mercy Black, as we're saying, it's on Netflix right now, so you can watch it. And I'm also going to plug, 4 o'clock right here, stick around, because Russell and I will be talking about Phantasm, and Tim League is going to be our special guest.
Oh, founder neat.
Of the Alamo and Fantastic Fest. So that should be really good. We're going to really get mad at Russell and scratch him. And
I can't wait. I can't wait. There's 5 movies I'd rather see, oh. but I... Stop it, I'm joking. There is 1 movie I'm going to see. Specifically, because Andre's in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to go check that out and then listen to your podcast at a later date.
Well, you can do that.
Yeah. Thanks. See Robert Cargill. What's going on, man?
I got a pair of podcasts, actually. I've got a writing podcast with Dave Chen called Write Along. And then I've got a B-movie podcast where we talk about old films and usually get the actors right. And that's called Junk Food Cinema.
All right, thank you very much.
Realize he mentioned the name of his podcast and I didn't.
Some are better than others.
It's true. The Horror is the name of my podcast.
Okay.
It feels bad to say it now. I really lost today.
I love that as many people clapped for Horror as they did for Mercy Black.
Oh.
It's not a good day for me.
Ari Aster, thank you so much for joining us for this today.
Thank you.
It was a last minute ask, and I mean, I guess Greg should just be grateful that you won him all these prizes. But if you want to give him any sort of special thing from you to him, you know, feel free.
That's
the sort of festival Fantastic Fest is. Maybe you could buy him a drink or.
Meet me in the bathroom.
Tell him a. In whichever bathroom you identify, that's the most important thing. So that you might not run into each other, and then you never know. Andre.
Well, The Death of Dick Long, which plays at 5 o'clock here, and
opening next week in theaters.
That's right. And today, the director Daniel Scheinert of the Daniels, who did Swiss Army Man, he's going to be there. And Virginia Newcomb, who's in the movie, is also there. And then other than that, my own movie on Amazon Prime, the 4th. Check that out. It's free if you have Amazon.
That's the best. Amazon's so free when you have it. And I am going to be doing Doug Loves Movies back in L.A. at UCB Franklin on Tuesday, October 1st at 8 o'clock. Thank you to you guys for coming out so early on a Friday afternoon. Thank you to Fantastic Fest. And one more time for all of my guests, Owen Edgerton, C. Robert Cargill, Ari Aster, and Andre Hyland. As always, positive energy.
Thanks again to Blue Chew. Increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed with Blue Chew, the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Blue Chew is prescribed online, works faster than a pill, and can be taken anytime. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the promo code DLM. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code DLM, to try it for free.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in